And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today with a 30% chance of snow. Mainly this afternoon, less than 1/2 inch is expected altogether. So far, we picked up a trace of snowfall here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In news from over the weekend, authorities say a man faces charges in connection to a stabbing in southern Iowa. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said Saturday 47-year-old Kirk Frederick of Corning faces charges of willful injury causing serious injury and going armed with intent. Authorities say they received a 911 call sometime between Thursday and Friday about two vehicles trying to run each other off the road. A man was later found in one of the cars with stab wounds. A man was taken to a local hospital and then airlifted to Des Moines in critical condition. Authorities say the injured man and Frederick had been fighting earlier at a rural residence near Prescott. The name of the man with the stab wounds has not yet been released. A traffic stop Saturday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two Nebraska residents on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 52-year-old Thomas Lee Ben Dixon and 51-year-old Terry V. Scully, both of Lincoln, Nebraska, were charged with possession of synthetic marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia after the vehicle they were in was pulled over at around 7:25 p.m. Saturday at the intersection of Highways 34 and 148. Officials say the Adams County deputy detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. A search resulted in the recovery of six bags of synthetic marijuana and a pot pipe. Ben Dixon and Scully were being held in the Adams County Jail on $500 bond each. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday evening of 22-year-old Michelle Lynn Eden. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody just before 7 p.m. at 100 East Oak Street on a charge of disorderly conduct. Eden was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A man from Ringgold County was arrested early this morning on a charge of public intoxication in Montgomery County. 57-year-old William Spencer Powell Jr. of Diagonal was taken into custody at around 3:10 a.m. and booked into the Montgomery County Jail. His bond was set at $300. Police in Creston report three people were arrested over the weekend. On Sunday, 54-year-old Thomas Morton Mullins of Creston was arrested for second offense public intoxication. Mullins was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. On Saturday, 22-year-old Marlena Reed and 20-year-old Mariah Noel Johans, both of Creston, were arrested at the Walmart store on charges of theft in the fifth degree. Both women were released on a citation to appear in court at a later date. In an update to our story posted Christmas Eve, the Logan Herald Observer reports a fire that destroyed a home in rural Harrison County south of Logan was caused by a wood stove adjacent to the home. The blaze at the Ben and Rhonda Collins residence at 2882 Price Place was reported around 2:30 p.m. on December 24th. Logan Fire Chief Craig Charbonneau told the paper that firefighters from Logan, Missouri Valley, Persia, Woodbine, Magnolia, and Modale responded to the scene. When they arrived, the home was fully engulfed in flames. The chief said Ben Collins had tried to put out the fire with a garden hose, but was unable to do so because the hose was frozen. Collins ran to a neighbor's home to report the fire, but was unable to locate them. He ended up flagging down a passing motorist who called the fire in. Firefighters were called back to the scene three times to put out hot spots after the flames were thought to have been completely extinguished Wednesday evening, including twice on Christmas Day. The crews ended up pushing the walls into the basement. No injuries were reported, but the home was a total loss. In other news, the Cass County Health Systems Foundation has begun its annual fundraising drive. CCHS Foundation President Kent Gady said the goal of their 2015 campaign is to raise $100,000 toward the cost of state-of-the-art, high-tech central monitoring system for the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Obstetrics or OB department. The system is designed to work with the fetal monitors purchased from last year's foundation campaign. Together, the two systems use electronic fetal monitoring to create a powerful tool to monitor and protect infants. Tax-deductible donations to the CCHS Foundation's 2015 fundraising drive will be restricted to the purchase of the CMS equipment. For more information on how you can contribute, go to www.casshealth.org. Recall CCHS Foundation Director Don Marnin at 712-243-7409. A jury in Iowa has ruled that the Creston Waterworks Board of Trustees owes its former general manager more than $77,000. The Omaha World Herald reports 62-year-old Steve Green, who was fired by the board in June of 2013,
may end up being paid more than $154,000 altogether, including liquidating damages. Green was fired after the Iowa State Auditor's Office released a report alleging that Green took nearly $90,000 in improper or undocumented payments. Green's attorney said the jury's decision means they concluded the man had done nothing improper. No criminal charges were ever filed against Green in connection with the audit. Green sued the board in late 2013, alleging a violation of Iowa's wage laws and breach of contract. He claimed that if he left the waterworks, he would be paid for accrued sick leave and vacation hours, which the board refused to pay. The suit also criticized the auditor's report as being filled with unsubstantiated conclusions about each of the allegations. The trial was held earlier this month in Corydon. In its verdict announced December 16th, the jury found that while the board owes Green, Green also owes the waterworks $1,961 for excess money paid for the reimbursement of prescription drug expenses. Green currently resides in the Okoboji area. The website 2015 Niche Ranking has released its list of the best public high schools across the country. Niche ranked 14,431 high schools from across the nation based on dozens of key statistics and 4.6 million opinions from 280,000 students and parents. A high ranking indicates that the school is an exceptional academic institution with a diverse set of high-achieving students who rate their experience very highly. In Iowa, the Corning High School ranked in the top five. An additional 834 schools received a grade but were not eligible for ranking. The list includes magnet, charter, and online schools. In Iowa, West Senior High School in Iowa City was ranked number one on the list, followed by Ames High School in second place. Waukee Senior High School placed third, Corning was fourth, and Iowa City High fifth. Elsewhere in southwest Iowa, the Trainer Middle School High School placed 33rd in the survey. West Harrison was 38th, Carroll came in at number 49, Tri-Center was 57th, Guthrie Center was three-quarters of the way down the list at number 75, and coming in at number 81 was West Central Valley Stewart. You can see the complete list at a link found in the same story in the news tab under Community Hub at KJAN.com. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.